Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. Greetings, dear friend. I am the one you know as John, and so much more. I am the wholeness, the totality of John. You could say that I am John's soul. It's a limited word, has different meanings to different people. But it's one we'll use a lot because it's what resonates with John. For us, it means all that John is, the human and the divine, reunited as one. I am that I am. The discovery of freedom. I love the title of this new website. And I love what we're going to do here. How John is going to express ourself here. Sometimes he'll express himself as the human. And sometimes he'll express himself as me, his soul, his divinity. Like now. But for this message, we've asked a very dear friend to join us. And we'll ask her to speak. Oh, my dear friend. My dear friends. Each of you who hear or read this message, I'm speaking directly to you. I'm joined by John and all that he is. And if you allow it, I'm joined by your own soul as well. And we are joined by many others. Joined by my son of 2,000 years ago, whom you knew as Yeshua ben Joseph or Jesus. By his beloved Mary Magdalene. By many, many other masters. And yes, you know me as Mother Mary. Feel me, dear one. I'm right here. With you. I want to talk with you this day, whatever day it is when you receive this message. About what is happening in the world right now. For despite all the fear around this thing you call the coronavirus, something amazing is happening. Something beautiful. Something that has never happened before. In all of Earth's history, the Earth has stopped. Humanity has stopped to take a breath and to look inside. So many of you who are hearing or reading this message know what that means. You know how, as you came into your awakening in this lifetime, you found it necessary to stop and look inside yourself. You also know how hard that was. Sometimes you had to give yourself an accident or a disease or something to force you to stop, to feel yourself, to feel your essence. To feel your own soul as it began to integrate ever more fully with you. That is what's happening with the world right now. Humanity is beginning to wake up on a global scale. Now, for most, it's a terrifying, traumatic process, just as it was for you. But because you went through it first, and others, you open the door so it doesn't have to be so difficult for the rest. But that's what's happening right now. Now we know the fear. We know how scared some of you are. Invite you to feel into that fear. Don't try to get rid of it. Let it be. It'll take you to a deeper level of yourself if you let it. But even for you, this time is about stopping, going deep within. You're going to be fine. Even if you catch the virus, for most, it's not that big a deal. Yes, some will die. But those are the ones whose time has come. You see, viruses always have a purpose. They're created by human consciousness. Oh, there'll be stories going around of who might have created this virus and set it loose upon the world, but those don't matter. It was human consciousness that created this virus and allowed it to come into being, because human consciousness understood that it was time for a change. And viruses are always about change. When a virus comes into your body, it changes your DNA. Even scientists, as they experiment with how to modify a person's DNA to cure a disease or whatever they want to do with that, they use a virus to actually make the change. It's a virus that they've modified to make it less dangerous. But it's still a virus. And they use that because that virus can carry the new information to all of the DNA in your body. And dear friends, there's a lot of new information coming to Earth right now. No, it's not coming from some outside force or some outside intelligence. It's coming from you, from your souls, from the collective consciousness of humanity. For you see, the whole earth is waking up right now. Watch what is happening. Feel beyond the fear to what is happening in humanity right now. Watch the changes as they happen. Oh, in the past, to shut down the world like has happened right now would be an opportunity for those who seek power to grab for it. And there are those who are trying to do that right now. But watch them, dear friends. There's a difference now, and that is that they can't hide, and it doesn't work. They're making fools of themselves in front of everybody, in front of the whole world. And when this all blows over, the world is going to be a different place. Because you, the people, are waking up. You'll no longer tolerate the greed and the seeking for power and the lording it over to others. This, my dear friend, is the beginning of a new era, a beautiful new era. So I invite you to feel the fear and then feel beyond it. Allow the fear, but feel beyond it. Open your awareness beyond the fear. Yes, people will die from this virus. They are dying. But there are a great many people on this planet who are simply not prepared for the change that is coming. And they're also not awake enough to know how to simply release their body and leave. And so a virus comes in, gives them a way out. Oh, they'll be back. They'll be back in new bodies, new lifetimes, much better prepared for the new earth. But the changes right now, they're not prepared for them. They're making them a little crazy. And although their human selves don't understand, when they cross over, they'll breathe a sigh of relief. For you see, there is no death. There never has been. You came to Earth. You focused a part of yourself into this human body. But when you created these bodies long ago, when we created them, we built in this thing you call death because there was a real danger of getting trapped. And believe me, you do not want to be trapped in a human body. Now, the human has a survival instinct that wants to live forever. The human feels its soul. But within the dream, it forgot. It doesn't understand what that feeling is. It just knows that somehow it should be eternal. And it tries to apply that to the human body. With technology, some will learn how to prolong the life of the body with artificial means. And then they'll discover how horrible it can be to be trapped within a body for too long. You need to come back to yourself. You need to come back home and remember who you really are. A few of you right now are doing that while you're on Earth. But right now, it's only a few thousand out of 7 billion people. Many more are beginning to wake up, to have an inkling of who they are. But as you know from your own awakening, it's a rough ride. It's a rough journey. And so many are simply not prepared for that. And so this virus gives them a way out. It's not something that is imposed upon them. Just by being exposed to the virus doesn't mean that you need to get sick even, let alone to die. That's entirely up to you and your soul. For many, though, their human is still asleep and isn't able to make that choice. And their souls are making it. They're inviting them home. So So do not fear death. Do not fear that others are dying. They're only going home so that they can come back in a new form, in a new body that's better prepared to handle their own awakening. Do not fear your own death if that is what you and your soul choose. You'll discover when it happens that it's a lot more fun than birth. It's a joyful thing, a reunion, a remembering of all that you are. Some of you make this transition, won't die in the way that you always have before. It's a transition. Like the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis and turns into mush, dissolves into goo or slime. Essentially, it dies. Yet the life is still there. And it comes out as a butterfly. Any of you receiving this message are at that point. For some of you, the virus might be just what you need to finally complete that transition. Others of you, it'll just be a normal flu. You might not even feel it. You might not even have any symptoms, but it's still going to rewrite your DNA, make you into a, change your human so that it can handle where you are going more easily. It'll help to clean the debris out of your body from all the change you've been going through. Some of you won't even catch the virus. You don't need to, because it's all happening anyway. You've allowed it to happen. So feel beyond the fear, dear ones. It is a magical and beautiful thing that is happening. Some of you, have attributed this virus to dark forces. You attribute a lot of other things in life to dark forces. invite you to reconsider that. Because in doing so, you trap yourself in a dark place. You literally become a dark force yourself. Because you're giving in to the fear. You're spreading the fear. And dear friend, if I could help you to understand one thing, it is that there are no dark forces anywhere. There are simply other beings like you, trying their best to understand themselves and life, trying their best to find their freedom. Just like you have. The only dark force there is fear itself. And it's not a force. It's simply an experience. There are no dark forces anywhere. There are simply God in form, in bodies, trying to come to an understanding of itself. You are God also, and so is every other being on earth and every other being in all of creation. None are dark. Or you could say all are dark and all are light. They're simply a matter of perspective. To some, you are a dark and evil force. Because that's how they perceive you. You don't believe the things they believe are important. You seek freedom on earth. You seek government with compassion and liberty. To those others, that is evil. They have their own ideas of God. How God should be served. Of how it's their duty to impose that on others. It doesn't make them dark, it just makes them different. And for them, in their heart of hearts, they look at you, who are a threat to everything they believe, and they see you as dark and evil. So who is right? The fact is that everyone is right, because everyone is a divine sovereign creator. Every single being is creating their own reality, and in that reality, their belief systems are their truth. So it's time. This is part of the awakening that's happening. It is time to step away from any concept of light and dark. And the old Genesis story of creation in the Bible, there's the story of how God created Adam and Eve. He put them in this beautiful garden. It's a beautiful metaphor. And there were two trees in the garden, two special trees. One was the tree of life. If you ate from that tree, you would live. You could live forever. The other was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God said to Adam and Eve, don't eat from that tree, because if you do, you'll die. Now humans, in their forgetting, they took that metaphor and they twisted it around. And what they teach is that God said, if you eat from that tree, I'll have to kill you in punishment. Like the whole point was to obey God. But they've missed the whole point, because that wasn't it at all. God said, don't seek the knowledge of good and evil. Don't mess around with the whole concept of good and evil, because it'll rip you apart from the inside out and you will die. Not because I punish you, but because that's just the nature of the knowledge of good and evil. Dear friend, in modern times we use the words light and dark in the same way as good and evil. And any time we get caught up in deciding what is light and what is dark, what is good and what is evil, it traps us. It rips us apart on the inside. It turns us into what we would call evil beings, trying to impose our will on others, trying to impose our perspective of what is good and evil onto others. And it's always a trap. So, dear friends, let go of this whole concept of dark forces. They don't exist. Now, there are many beings trying to impose their will and do all kinds of things. Don't be one of those. But don't call them dark either. They have no power over you. When you let go of the knowledge of good and evil, you have access to the tree of life, and no one else can touch you. You have access to your own sovereignty, to the wisdom of your soul. When you let go of good and evil, and your soul can come in. Then you begin to realize that you are indeed sovereign in your own creation, and no other being anywhere in creation can harm you or in any way create within your experience without your permission. But as long as you see dark forces outside of yourself, then you're held in a trap. And they do have power over you. You look at new technologies. Now people are freaking out about 5G. Well, it makes John laugh because he understands radio signals and sees how ridiculous the whole thing is. But from my perspective, it's actually sad because you're giving your power to a silly radio wave which has no power over you whatsoever. People have all kinds of stories, most of them based in absolute nonsense, about how it damages your cells and all of that. And if you believe it, it'll be true. But it's not the radio waves damaging your cells, it's your belief. So let's get past this whole thing of good and evil and light and dark, and even life and death. Because you are an eternal being. You cannot die. You can only release this limited, tiny part of who you are, called the human. And now there's a new opportunity on Earth to release that human and still be able to enjoy it, to keep it alive in a new way, in a sense, to still be in the dream, but in your full consciousness. Dear friends, this virus is bringing this possibility to everyone. This virus is ushering in a whole new reality. It'll take time. There'll still be chaos. There'll still be people trying to get power. But watch what happens. Watch how it all falls apart. How the power structures and the hierarchies fall apart. How everything on Earth begins to slowly to equalize, to come into a new balance, a new freedom. That's what this virus is really about. So welcome it. Now that doesn't mean go out and try to get infected. You don't need to do that. Welcome what is happening. Because even though it's scary for the human, it's possibly the most amazing and beautiful thing that has ever happened on Earth. Let that in. Let that into you. Allow the changes to happen in you. Then you won't need the pain of the virus. But even if you catch it, let it do its work. Don't see it as a bad thing. Let it do its work. It won't take you out unless you and your soul choose it together. And then that's a blessing too. Because you get to go home. Get to let go of the limitations, the pressure of being human, of an infinite being living within a highly compressed human body. But if you want to stay, just assume that you're staying. Tell your soul, I want to live. I want to experience. I want to experience life in a new way, in a new consciousness, in a new reality. And then trust yourself. You are a grand, divine being, a sovereign being. No other creator has dominion over you. No dark force has dominion over you or power over you unless you play their game. Unless you call them dark and in so doing give them your power. Step back, take a deep breath, feel into your own sovereignty. That's the only thing that matters right now. Your soul is right here. You've always thought of it as something separate from you, something outside of you. It's always been right here. Right here within you. It is you. But a part of you forgot because that was how this game worked. It was by design. And now you're remembering. Don't look for your soul. Don't try to find it. That's just another game that will keep you searching forever. Just feel it. It's right here. It's your very essence. How can you find something that you are? Instead, allow yourself to begin to see life through the eyes of your soul. You'll know you're succeeding when you begin to see the beauty in everything. And you no longer see dark and light as good and evil, but simply as the beautiful colors of creation. A wise man once said, or at least in the moment he said this, he was wise. The only thing to fear is fear itself. And that is one of the greatest truths, dear friend. But it's not the fear outside of you that is to be afraid of. It's your own fear. For when you are allowing fear to control your life, you become vulnerable to the fear of everyone else. When you come back into yourself, don't fight the fear. Allow it. But feel into it and feel through it. And open up to the bigger perspective. Then your fear will gradually fade away. And you will not be vulnerable to anyone else's fear. Because the only thing to fear is your own fear. And even that's not something to fear. It's something to simply become aware of. Open, dear friend. Open yourself. The secret to life, the secret to health, to prosperity and abundance, to grace and magic in your life, is to open up. The human closes down, it gets afraid and it shuts down, and that makes it vulnerable. Everything and everybody else. Instead, dear friend, open up. Open up to all that you are. Open up to the world. Open up to the virus. To the fear mongers and the hate mongers. To the darkness. To the 5G, to everything, open up. And watch what happens in your life. Now that's scary for the human. Thinks it needs to protect itself. But dear friend, in protecting yourself from anything, you give it power over you. You don't need white light. You don't need any kind of protection. What you need is to open up. Then those outside energies can't touch you. They go right through you. And you are free. Then magic and grace come in. Health comes in. Money comes in. Everything you need comes in. When you open up. Even the virus comes in, makes the changes it needs to, but without making you sick. Open up. That's the key. That's the key to everything. Open up. Oh, it's a magical, amazing time in which you live. My deepest desire is that you can feel that. Feel beyond the fear. Don't fight the fear. Don't fight anything. Open up. Open up even to the fear and feel beyond it. Oh, if you could see things the way I see them, the way your soul sees them, you're in such an incredible place right now. Humanity is in such an amazing place right now. And the changes that you have dreamed of, they're happening, dear friends, right now. It takes time. It takes chaos. It takes pain. But that's just the nature of life on Earth. Open up to it. Allow yourself to see from a new perspective. And with that, we are complete. And we send you our blessings. Know that you are never alone. And so it is.
Thank you.